Okay, Shavua Tov, everybody. We're dealing with Rishon of Vayera. And of course, we encounter Avraham Avinu Liachar Vesmila, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to visit him. The Ramban talks about that it's a sign of Kavod, of course. Bischos, the Vesmila, he compares it to the Zchos that Klal Yisrael had when they crossed the Yamsuf. And Ras HaShif Chal Hayam, Ashalo Ra, Yechezkel Ben Buzi Al Nahar Kvar. So the Kvod Hashem visits Avraham Avinu, and we know. Then the Anashim, which happened to Malachim, Vayomar Adonai Imna Matzasi Chen Beinachal Na'atavar Me'alav Da'achal. So Rashi's first daya is that, of course, he was addressing the Gadol Shebahem, and that it's a Lashon Chol. The Ramban says, in fact, he addressed all three, Anashim, Malachim, with the same words, Imna Matzasi Chen Beinachal Na'atavar Me'alav Da'achal. The opportunity to perform a mitzvah, machnasas orchem, to care for people who are simply wandering on their way, something that, as Rashi notes earlier in the Aliyah, that after Kadosh Baruch Hu was motzi chama minartika, Kadosh Baruch Hu understood that for Avram it was tzar, hayo mitztayer, that there was no opportunity to perform a mitzvah, and Avram tzar was not from the Mila, remarkably, but it was from being denied an opportunity to perform an act of chesed. But of course we know the Targum, and Rashi quotes it in the second Lashon, tells us that Vayomar Adonai, Yimna Matzasi Chen Menachal Na'atavar Me'alav Da'acha, is not Lashon Chol, but Lashon Kodesh. And this is the view that's embraced by the celebrated Gemara Masach Shabbos, Kuf Chav Zayin, Gidol Lahachnas Asarchem Yoser Mekabalas Nei Shechina. The Avram turned audaciously to the Bona Shel Olam and said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Imna Matzasi Chein Beinacha, Al Na Tavor Me'al Abdecha. I value this. I want this. I want this rendezvous with the Shechina. It's intrinsically valuable. It's catalytic for my Avodas Hashem in general. I want to return to it, but the needs of Achnas HaSorachim, it's a mitzvah of Eras, Gidol ha'achnas ha'zorachim yoser mekabalas b'nei shechina. Ha'itachi? Of course, we remind ourselves, famous Mishnah and Brachos, afilo melech shoal b'shlomo, person who's involved in tefillah is omed b'fnei ha'melech, a person who's receiving a Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's unfathomable that anything could take priority. But that, of course, appears to be the pshat. But for Avraham Avinu, it wasn't a hefsek, it wasn't an interruption of his Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. Maybe in a practical sense it was, and he wants to return to it. Ina matzasi chen beinachal na savor me'al avdecha. But it was an expression of his Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. It was an extension and a manifestation of what it meant to receive the Shechina. It was to be sensitized for Avraham Avinu to tzelem Elokim. And Avram's capacity to lead an integrated, cohesive, holistic life of Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina expressed itself in a heightened awareness of Tzelem Elokim in the Tumus all around him. And it was unthinkable for him that as an expression of values of Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina that he could simply turn away from what he perceived as Tzelem Elokim, these three Anashim, Dehainu, Malachim, in the end. And that becomes a watchword for all of us. We do, Beinad al-Chaveiro, we don't do so somehow as a secular morality, caritas alone, even though that, of course, is important and valuable. We value people who are doing chesed for any reason, olam chesed yifanem. But for us, we understand that it's rooted in the simple understanding of Nasa Adam Bitzalmenu Kitbuseidu. Of Zasefer Todos Adam Biyom Mirolokim Adam Bitmus Elokim Asos. There's a sense of an integration between Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina on the one hand and Hachnasas Archen in caring for Kadosh Baruch Hu's creatures on the other. And that's exactly where Rishon merges with Shady. And we're told, Ki yedatim l'mana shiyatabes banav es beso acharav v'shamru, Derech Hashem, it's the Derech Hashem we're waiting for something, benatin lamakom, ma'asos tzedakom mishpat. Nope. B'derech Hashem means justice, it means righteousness, it means charitability and fairness. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's work in this world. It's exactly the theme that we discussed last week. Konei Shamayim Ba'aretz, that Avram is Kinyan Echad, Avram is what allowed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go from being Elokei HaShamayim to Elokei HaAretz. The sensitivity, and the perspective, and when we interact with people, it's a rendezvous on our perceptions of Tzelem Elokim. As such, Avram Avinu lays down the gauntlet. It's a paragon for all of us, Avinu, and we are Zera Abraham Ohavi. We identify very much as Zera Abraham, particularly when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, Ayin Rav Melchus Matanos Aniyim Perek Yud. That all of our interactions with people predicated on a visceral sense that this is a referendum on how we value HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Value the Derech Hashem, we've got to do tzedakah and mishpat. If we value the Kabbalah's Bnei Shechina, it expresses itself, it manifests itself in Hachnasas Orechem. So we appreciate that we're dealing with Tzelem Elokim. It's a Chesreel Ma'an Elokim, B'chavod V'adar Tetreu, David HaMelech told us in Mizmor Chas. In each and every opportunity that we have, there are hundreds throughout the day to interact with people, do so on the basis this is the tmus, this is a referendum on how we value our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shavuot Tov.